I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up. Yo, 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 what's up everybody and welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim and I am here, hold it down, solo today. Q is in Vegas, living his best life, earning a well-deserved vacation. Shout out to Q. We'll give him a call later on in the show, check in on him, see what he's doing. I know he's in the fucking amusement park of marijuana right now, living his fucking best life. So, shout out to Q. We'll give him a call later on in the show, see how he's doing on over there in the West Coast. We're going to get some football today. We're going to talk about the Patriots taking that first L of the season. Tragic. We're going to get into some basketball. LeBron's hooping, the Lakers hooping. Fucking Warriors, fucking walking ambulance. Everyone's hurt. So we'll get into some basketball. Yeah, we'll get into some shit today, people. First off, shout out to the Weed Man. Some gelato right now. So I'm smoking on. It's all right. It's all right. I'm kind of tired of gelato, but we're smoking right now, though. So let's get into this Patriots loss. I didn't feel good coming into the shit all week. All week, I know Baltimore, that's what they do. They play the Patriots tough. They send Baltimore. They was doing it every celebration at halftime, whatever. Them niggas was hype. They was just, we was walking into a bus, pretty much. We had our chances. We had our fucking chances. We started off down 17 and nothing. Shit was real early. We pretty much had like five plays in the first quarter, like on offense. Like, what the fuck? Defense couldn't get off the field. Offense wasn't doing shit. It was just all bad. But I do like the fight this team showed, the dog this team showed in the second quarter. Getting the game back to a 13-17 score going into halftime. I felt pretty good, but I felt like we had the momentum. We was hooping. Come out of halftime, fucking Adelman fumbles the fucking. One was a pass and the shit gets ran back for a touchdown. And that's when I'm like, damn. Damn. Shit was real after that, y'all. Like, without that, I felt like we would have been leading the game. We would have been winning. Because we came back and scored right away. I mean, and then that made it was it like 20 or fucking 24 or something? 2023, and they got another touchdown, made it 30-20. Then they got them, the Ravens scored another two touchdowns, and it was just 20-37, was over. We just didn't have enough in us to overcome those mistakes. Mistakes killed us, fucking fumble, or not, the fumble killed us in the first quarter, first drive of the game, actually. The Ravens had to settle for a field goal. We stopped them. And then motherfucker get a fucking offsides on the field goal. Like, come on, bruh. And that made it a first down. Ravens run it in, touchdown. So, and we just made so many uncharacteristic mistakes. But I'm encouraged still. I still feel good. I still feel like we're the best team in the NFL. You know, it's one game. No big deal. The world isn't over. You know what I mean? The Patriots haven't lost in over 300 days, so I know people have been just, holding that in and you know, just waiting for us to lose. So get it all out, people. You know, get your memes out, get your jokes out. Patriots lost for the one fucking time of the year. Get it out and enjoy it. But we'll be all right. We got Isaiah Wynn coming back for the O-line. Harry coming off of IR as well. So he'll be back after the bye. And we got a bye week. So some time to rest and time to figure shit out. We'll be all right. The Ravens just came to hoop last night. I mean, there's nothing you could really do about it. I mean, tough road game. I didn't want us to go undefeated. I never thought we were going to go undefeated. Just one of those games. Patriots will be all right. So, shout out to the Ravens. Shout out to Lamar Jackson. That nigga's fire. He's legit. All those teams that passed on him in the first round, the drafted quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield from Cleveland, Josh Allen from Buffalo. Lamar is the real deal. But I feel like when Bill Belichick sees something for the first time, the second time, so if we meet him in the playoffs, it's most likely going to be in New England, which I give us the edge right there. We're not going to lose. The Ravens wouldn't have won that game if it was in New England. That's clear. Like, they just had the fucking mojo flowing from all the shit going on. So, Patriots won that game if it's in Foxborough, no doubt. So, I already like that if we see them again in the playoffs. And historically, when Bill Belichick fucking sees a offense the second time is going to be completely different. So, yeah, I'm still encouraged. I still like what I see. Still feel like we're the best team in the NFL. So, you know what? 81 at the bye week with help on the way, we'll be all right. So let's get into some other games. I want to laugh at some other teams because do not let the Patriots lose and distract you from the fact that Aaron Rodgers got that ass whooped in L.A. They got embarrassed. Like, they didn't come in and they lost 26-11. I don't know what the fuck that was from Aaron Rodgers and them. They was 7-1. Chargers 4th. They was 3-5. Struggling. A lot of good teams lost yesterday. Minnesota lost to a backup quarterback in Kansas City. The Colts lost. And they lost their quarterback. Jacoby Brissett will be out a couple games. I mean, look for a lot of things are changing in the next couple of weeks. A lot of things are going to start playing themselves out and teams are going to start separating themselves. Tonight we got the Cowboys and Giants. And then it's kind of irrelevant. Like, Cowboys better win or they trash. They lost to the Jets, so we already got the Cowboys is irrelevant. So, I mean, no one was really impressive this week. Cardinals almost beat the 49ers. 49ers are undefeated. They barely got out of that one. I mean, no, it was really impressive yesterday. A lot of good teams lost, almost lost. So we're on a week 10. Week 10 this week. So we're more than halfway on to the season. Season was 2 more months. We're about to get down to the nitty gritty. We start canceling a lot of these teams out of here. Good games for week 10. Since the Patriots are on a bye week, notable games, I would say. Chiefs versus Titans. Maybe Patrick Mahomes coming back from his injury. Browns versus Bills. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Cleveland lost again. Too much talent to be losing. They got to fire their head coach. Cleveland's 2-6. There's no excuse. Lost 4 in a row. You got Odell Beckham. All this talent. Only 1-2 game. No skills. Trying to fire the coach. Packers versus Panthers should be a good one. I said the Packers can bounce back. They got that ass whooped. And I was happy to see it. Cowboys Vikings should be a good one. Then we got, okay, now we get into some good games. Monday night. 49ers versus Seahawks. We'll see how the 49ers react to playing a real good team. Seahawks had a good win this week. Vikings Cowboys Sunday night. So we got some good primetime games next week. And we got no Patriots, but Some good games. It'll be good to just, you know, sit back and watch some other teams play. We're getting to that time where it's time to start, you know, figuring out who you got, what's your scheme, what you're going to roll with, and trade deadline is over. So whoever's on this team is on the team to the rest of the season. So we got to work with what we got, make the best out of it. Patriots got a bye week. They'll figure the shit out. We got Philadelphia in 2 weeks. Rematch of Super Bowl 52. I need my fucking revenge. So I'll be looking for the Patriots to... And I know the Patriots are pissed off from losing to the Ravens, so I'm looking for an inspired Patriots team to come out there and beat the shit out the Eagles. So, this gelato is hitting. I really don't like gelato, but I like it, but I'm just tired of it. That's pretty much what I want to say. I'm smoking, though. I'm smoking, people. Couldn't smoke my victory blunt last night, so loser. Everybody's so happy the Patriots lost. Like, bro, one game. First time we lost. We're pretty much 13-1 in the last 14 games, bro. Like, come on. No sweat. So we'll get into some more NFL. Down the season, and it just starts to get good. This NBA is starting to heat up. So we'll get into some basketball after this break. Well, I'll be back, people. All right, so we back, people. Got Q on the line.
You?
Yo.
You hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
It's your boy Q. We here live from Vegas right now.
What's going on out there with your boy?
Bruh, it is crazy out here. I posted a picture on Instagram for y'all, so y'all can go and check out what we smoking on. Man, yo, the potency level. But my dad got some stuff right. I picked up some shit called Kush.
What was it called?
Casino Kush.
Casino
Kush. They tested that shit at 31. Mm. Like that's the highest THC level weed out here. Like, and then like they had these fingers, bro. I don't even know the ball bat, mini baseball bat. Just like 3 grams in a damn joint. Like it's a big ass fucking. Bro, them shits is crazy. They worth it though. They like $35 out here. Them shits is crazy. For the 3 grams and the blunt. That shit is fire. But I mean, bro, it's so much shit out here. I took my dad to one dispensary. We only been to one dispensary because they ain't been to weed.
Right.
Man, that nigga lost his shit in there. He ain't know where to start. He ain't know where to go. Like, he just saw shit and was like, what the fuck?
That shit is like Christmas,
yeah. Yeah, bro. That's my weed. You come to Vegas, bro, this shit would be like a kid in a candy store. I'm telling you.
So you said they had the oils, the shatter, all that shit, huh? Now, one thing that got me when you was talking to me, we were saying that shit was 24 hours. Like, oh my God. Not even the liquor store is 24 hours.
Nigga, all of that shit down here 24 hours.
So they're just generating money. They just generating money all the fucking time.
All day, bro. They like,
it's literally illegal trap hours. It's literally illegal trap hours.
Probably like 3 or 4 in the morning, though. But other than all, anything else, they open 24 hours.
That's crazy.
Like, it's crazy. Yes. But so you, I mean, you niggas ain't got to go and pick up stupid pack and stuff. Niggas just go pick up a couple of pre rolls or some little bit of flour or some shit like that.
Unless you live there, you really don't need weight.
Nah, you don't need no weight, bro. You really don't need weight, like, because it's like, ain't no point. And then when you go to different dispensaries, no dispensary got the same bud. So, you would go to a different dispensary and see something way completely different. You just spent money, mad money on getting 3, 4, 5, 8 somewhere in that one place. You don't even know they got somewhere else. So it's like, yeah, you gotta be cautious out here because it's too much.
Right. And,
candies.
They got like sour worms. They got everything. So yeah, what's the plan for the day then?
So what?
What's the plan for today?
Shit, we about to go hit the strip up and flick it up. I gotta take some pictures with my son and everything. I might have make it a little father son little day or whatnot.
Okay.
About to go do some shit. Yeah, I'm still gonna get my smoke on though. You already know what that means.
Been tired of it. So now what is there to do for the kids out there? For say someone who wanted to bring their kids to Vegas.
It's mad to do out here for kids. I mean, for one, they got music parks all up on the strip and shit like that.
Okay.
What is the drinks called? I'm going to take them to see like a SeaWorld type of thing. It's like all the fishes and sharks and all that.
Oh, aquarium.
Through this little tunnel, and it's aquarium. It's like aquarium. It's all type of stuff out here, but it really is.
It's just
at night.
Yeah,
it's good for kids because I mean, most people when they at night they gambling and drinking and chilling and shit. So.
Right.
I mean, that's mostly what it'd be like that night. But in the morning,
that's
I mean,
anywhere, though, yeah.
And I mean, just walking around enough, yeah, and all of that stuff, being able to see certain things. It's just like you don't see these things at home. Like, you would never it seemed like every 50 to 100 feet, it's a whole new landscaping situation. Like it's so cool. It really is. It's the coolest thing ever.
That's why.
Yeah, it is.
So let's get back to
the week. We gonna come back as a the podcast. So we gonna really show niggas for real how it really is out here because it comes back to a whole another way.
Yeah, definitely.
Another way.
Let's get back to the week. One thing I want to get back into is you saying they had like you could pay for sample times.
They got taste testers. Taste tester times. Like, so we're pretty much how it roll is. You can go to a dispensary, and they have like these sections in the dispensaries where you can go in. They give you like a certain time. You pay it like 75. 75 is the lowest. You go in. That's what I thought. That's, but they give you like the big ass 3 gram pre roll. They give you one of those. They give you two more different pre rolls. They give you two different flower samples, and they give you a bong, they give you a bowl, they give you papers, they give you t-shirts, they give you all type of shit, and you can just chill and just smoke for the next 30 minutes. They just give you like a couple of testers every couple of every 10 minutes. They get like two testers,
right?
And then you can just go crazy on those jobs. They give you a gram each, and you can bong with the shit out of those that you're smoking in the joint, and you just test it. You can just touch it like that.
That's for sure.
It's the coldest shit ever, bro. They have it here when I was here last March. They didn't have it here. So
they're developing new ideas. All you do is just develop new ideas with the weed. Like, that's all there is to do out there. Like, just innovate new shit.
All he's missing right now is a restaurant that sells like food that's infused with marijuana. That's the only thing that's the only thing missing right now. And then they have that out here, then nigga, ain't they winning? You brand new, bro. I'm telling you, for anybody that want to come to Vegas, man, don't think twice, bro. Don't think twice. Swear to God.
You ain't gotta go out there just to gamble.
Hell nah. I was talking to my brother when we was just walking out here yesterday. He said one of the realest things that you can like say about Vegas. Like, Vegas is a no judgment free zone. Like, they don't, there was nobody judging you here. Like, you could do whatever you really want to do. You could be whoever you want to be, and nobody's going to fucking judge you here. Like, this is the coolest place, bro. Like, you could be the freest that you want to be here. I don't see why motherfuckers don't come here more often. Like, but they got to come here first to figure this out.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
You'll find your little lane and have fun with it.
Pulling up on your ass, they don't give a fuck. They
usually
roll up smoking and shit. Whatever you want
to do. They ain't gonna say
nothing to you.
That's what's up.
It's so freeing, bro. It really is.
That's what's up. Shit. You
know what
I mean?
Bro, I want to holler at you about that goddamn game.
Yeah, we're talking about this.
You gotta hit me, but goddamn, what happened yesterday? Oh my God!
Yo, we had our chances though. No, we had our chances though. We started out, they was a 17-0 off rip. Like, God damn.
Yeah, they was out there.
But then we came back though. I like how we was fighting. Yeah. We fought back, and then as soon as halftime hit, we was moving the ball again, about to go take the lead. Then this nigga Adamant fumble, and the nigga from the Ravens take it back, score a touchdown, and then
he
like.
He was like, he fluky. Like, sometimes he
didn't
do some shit.
trying to do too much. But he was trying to make some plays. I can't, you know what I mean? It wasn't like it was, he was trying to make something happen. So,
yeah.
And it was just too much for us to keep having to overcome. Like, you know what I mean? So, we scored again and made it a 10-point. We made it. But then they took off on us in the fourth quarter. Our defense was just gassed. So, I mean, the first time we play a team like this, a gimmicky team, the Ravens, they're kind of gimmicky with the run. The second time we play them, it's going to be on Smash, and it's going to be in the Patriots Stadium, and it's going to be the playoffs.
That Wildcat was tearing y'all up, too, though, bro.
Yeah,
that was in a Wildcat majority the whole night.
And the pistol, there was a pistol formation. Like, it was like a college.
I don't think too many people.
So it wasn't the Wildcat. It was like a college pistol formation. Like. Oh,
yeah, pistol. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But
like,
I mean,
every second he could have ran at any point.
We don't know what to do. So the first time they seen it, they're like, okay. So the next time we got these niggas, like, and if it's in New England, I'm Gucci, because they had their own car rocking. They had Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, all the niggas there.
Yeah.
It was just all cooked up from the window. They played good. I can't hate on it. They played good. They beat us fair and square. One game, but it though. So we going to our bye week.
But that kills the whole 16-0.
I didn't want 16-0.
That pressure, y'all.
I never want that anyways. I said we was going to finish 14-2, 13-3. So, I mean, we good for now. We got the bye week. We don't play next week. We got a week off. We can rest. We got help on the way. So we got. That's still going to be the best thing in the NFL. I know that's some bullshit last second. Y'all almost won. Y'all be in the shits.
We almost pulled it off. Yeah.
Y'all played a real good team, too. Oh,
fucking team.
All
right. Okay, I take that. But still, just.
Temple tried.
Right. I can't do it.
Temple tried.
We not. Yeah, but we still not going to make.
I'm about to get into this basketball segment next. I don't know if you want to say a few words about your boy LeBron. You got the Lakers out there, the number one team in the NBA, 5-1 right now.
My nigga the greatest right now,
but triple double last night.
Facts.
But he also, I mean, get a lot to help him lose too, but almost lose too. But I mean, we hoping.
Hey, a W, you pulled it out, man. Listen.
Right. All right.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, are we all right here?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. My thing with LeBron is this. LeBron is the greatest player to not be the greatest player on his team. Like, he's allowing AD to be the best player on their team at this point.
Right.
Which is, again, it goes to show the type of player that LeBron is, where he can literally dominate every single night. He gives that role up to be the most versatile player at the end of the game. Like, he wants to be able to do as much for a team to win than just be like, oh, I'm just going to shoot the ball 100 times and try to score as many points as I possibly can in order for us to win. Right. He's not that player.
That's why I don't like when people compare him to Kobe or Jordan, because he's not. His game is more rounded. Well, not than Jordan's, but than Kobe's.
He's more of a magic, more of a more
facilitator. He's a floor general.
You know, he's not that. I will never ever place LeBron in a dominancy category. Yeah. He's dominant in all ways, but he's not the most dominant. Yeah. It will never be that, because he does not take on that role. He's never taken that role. But he can be dominant. He just, that's not his game. But when he does play his game, you almost be mad, like, yo, you can literally take the ball every single time. Like, I don't know why you don't do it, because it's not his game. He knows if I do that, then I can injure myself. I can do anything. Like, I don't want to make no wrong decisions. Like, everything has to be precise and correct.
I want to talk about the game this weekend. The game he had this weekend against Dallas.
That game was good as a bitch.
Got passed to Danny Green in the corner. Hit the shit for overtime fire. Like, that's
and that was the smartest decision.
Right. Like, I thought he should have just dunked on old boy and caught the N1. But, I mean,
that would have been if they would have gave it to him, though. Now we playing the game with the chance now. He was like, okay, I can get to the lane, I can make the bucket, but will they give me the N1?
Mm-hmm.
If they don't give me the N1, that's still game for them. So
that's why I don't understand why Dallas even closed down on LeBron. Like, why is you closing down on LeBron? Just play the three-pointers. Like, why is you closing down on LeBron? Let him dunk that. Like, what the fuck? Stupid,
Some people, they still believe that, just like what happened that game, once you get the driver, he get the driver, he's always looking to kick the ball out. So if you don't play up on a nigga, you're right, because he can mess on it. You give him the option to shoot the three. You don't give it to nobody else.
No, LeBron, once LeBron started driving, it's only 2 seconds left. All he got time to do is kick it up to Danny Green and him shoot. And Danny Green barely made it. You down 3 points, so they need a three-pointer. So if LeBron driving, why is you closing out on LeBron? Just back up to the shooters. Like, what the fuck is he doing?
That's facts.
Crazy.
But he was hot that night, though. He was hot.
I would have let him just dunk that, and then that's game. But he was hoping. That nigga was hoping. That nigga was hoping. It's so evil. That nigga was hoping, bro.
Luka Doncic is so nice.
He real too. You got to put some respect on his shit too.
Real. Him and KP, they both were hooping.
You know who pissing me off, though? You know who really pissing me off is Houston. I don't understand why they're losing this game.
Again, you can say that, but then did not tell niggas that Miami is gonna be nice this year.
Yeah,
I told niggas Miami is gonna be good.
No, it was
I ain't buying it. Okay,
it was like 40. It was like 44-14 at the end of the first quarter. Like, what the fuck,
bro? The niggas was up 30 points by halftime.
I didn't see Russell Westbrook score 14 points in like a minute. Bro. Like, what the fuck?
I knew they weren't gonna mess too well. I knew it. I knew it was only going to be a matter of time to where people started seeing the flaws of Houston. Because it's always good when you can play one-on-one ball. But when it's a team basketball effort, they can't do it. Their two most ball-dominant players are one-on-one players.
But then you got Clint Capela. I look at Clint Capela as someone like a Steven Adams. Just bust pick a roll with that nigga every day.
I think he better than Steven Adams. He better than Steven Adams for the simple fact that he's more aggressive to the rim. He's way more aggressive to the rim. That nigga, though, he don't like to get the ball out. He don't like to touch the ball outside of the paint unless it's an alley-oop going in. He don't want to just throw that bitch up and he going to dunk it. That's all he needs to do. And that's all he wants to do. So, I mean, I think he's a little bit more smarter than Steven Adams.
It was weird, like, because Westbrook had 10 points, 6 assists. James Harden had 29 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Like, and then the game before.
Russell too good to be having them numbers, man.
The game, too good. He played 26 minutes, too. The game before, they lost to the Nets, Westbrook had 27, Harden had 36, Capella had 10. I mean.
But do you see how that them points play out?
It's inconsistent.
The points play out nastily. They can score 50 points together.
But this is my thing right here. This is the thing right here that I've always hyped on with Houston. The last three games, right? They lost to the Heat, they lost to the Nets, and they beat the Wizards 159 to 158. Do you see all these scores? 150, you giving up 158 points. They gave up 123 to the Nets, 129 to the Heat. Like, bro, you not, what the fuck? Well, you niggas got playing. You niggas not playing no kind of defense? Like, what the fuck is going on, bro? They gotta fire the coach. Like, you gotta fire Mike D'Antoni. How do you give up 158 points to the Wizards, bro?
Yo, but I'm gonna tell you like this, though. These niggas, for them to be putting up 150-something points, it don't look evenly distributed. Like, PJ be hooping, but it's them three. PJ, Harden, and Westbrook.
They gave up 100-something almost every game. Every game, 100-something. Every game. What the fuck? The 159 points. The 159 points. Harden had 59 points. Westbrook had 17, 12, and 10. Triple
double. Well, I'm not buying that triple double from him no more. It's okay. You could do that. I mean, to be honest with you, to be on a Houston team with as many good players as they got, you should come out with a triple double every night.
Yeah, you don't got no choice.
You ain't got no choice, bro. Like, you can always get 5 easy assists off of Clint Capella. You can get 3 from PJ.
Harden. Harden.
You can get the rest of your Harden. Everything else from Harden. Like,
what is going
like,
on?
Bro.
So they pissing me off.
4 ways.
One team that I want to shout out, the Timberwolves, 4-1. They in the second place in the West right now.
Bro, I see niggas be sleeping on all these little teams.
The like, one team I want to before we get off the basketball, the one team I want to go crazy on real quick is the Warriors. Now this nigga, D'Angelo Russell, he out for a couple months now. Draymond Green out too. So all them niggas,
it's over for the Warriors.
They clearly about to tank for a number one pick. Why not? If you got Steph, you got Clay, you got Dre locked up, and you got a chance to maybe sneak in a number one overall pick, and then have everybody come back healthy.
But the Warriors, bro.
That might be a good chance to maybe they could get somebody good in this draft, and you know, then you got
to tell them to get the tank.
I would tank. With D'Angelo Russell on now too, I would definitely tank. Why not?
Word.
Why not go get one of the top, you know, 5 pick to add him with the healthy step Draymond Clay next year, so you can recompete. You got to recalibrate the dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And D'Angelo Russell is only signed a couple years, right?
Yeah, I think he signed a 1 year deal.
Oh well, they might resign that nigga.
Why not?
They might resign him. If they resign D'Angelo, then that would be a good. That'd be a good idea.
Why not? Now you got
D'Angelo
some depth.
Has really been. That nigga been hooping with the Warriors, though, bro.
Yeah.
He becoming like Steph's right hand, like how Clay used to be.
Yo, so the fucking Warriors are like just depleted. Like what? There's nobody.
Yeah.
That's crazy how you go
from. And KD seen it happening, though. KD seen it happen. That's why he got out of there.
Yeah, we saw that KD interview. He was pretty much like, yo, our contract is going to get in the way. I had to be for Draymond. It was time. So,
yeah, it was time, bro. I had to get out of there.
Can't get mad at KD for leaving that shit. So he said he out of here for the season. So, you know, Kyrie got to hold it down. But next season
they've been hooping. They've been giving everybody what they want as far as the hype and the oohs and ahs and all of that stuff.
They haven't been disappointed.
They do. They got a low-key team. Like, I'm always advocate for Spencer Dinwiddie. That nigga is my guy, bro.
Though, they are 2-4 and the 11th seed right now in the East.
I mean, that's the East. They gonna figure it out.
It's still early. The Sixers. The Sixers are the only. Sixers are the only undefeated team in the NBA. 5-0.
My dad over here was talking about them Sixers, booty Sixers. I'm not buying that either, bro.
I like him.
Because you know how inconsistent Joel is going to be as far as playing game.
Yeah, they already said they can't. Can't play no back-to-backs. He can't play no back-to-backs.
They're not going to play him too many back-to-backs. They're not going to do that. So that will at least give a person. Although they still got that big old, what's that dude name? They big old center. That's not the big old white dude.
It's a bull ass nigga.
He played with LeBron. No, I don't think he played with LeBron. Who he played with? That big old foreign dude. Bogdanovich or some shit like that, but it's not him. He a shooter. So what's that? But they got some other big dude now. They can run with him and allow him to be in that middle. And Al Horford, I'm not buying. I'm just not buying. He's not nice to me.
They got Norvell Pell. Kyle Quinn, Janelle Bolden. I don't see no other big niggas to buy.
It'll be alright.
Then you got the Heat. You got the Heat. They got hoping for 5-1. The Celtics at 4-1. The Bucks 4-2. Raptors 4-2. And then you got like the Hornets, Pacers, Pistons, Hawks, Magic. In the Nets. I mean,
that whole week is it's up for grabs right now.
And of course you got the Knicks ringing up the rear 1-6, worst record in the NBA. Bum ass niggas. Worst record in the NBA.
Knicks need to die. That's just
Oh, RJ Barrett, he hoping, bro.
We gotta give Cam Reddish the biggest L for the week, bro, with that bullshit he did at the game.
He tried.
The bitch did like a torpedo spin between like three niggas and then threw the party.
Yo, these little niggas are funny.
Cam Reddish, he tried for that, man. That's funny. Oh my god. Yeah, man, he thought he was doing something.
These niggas like, fuck it. I gotta get my name on ESPN.
Yeah, bruh, it was so funny how he did it, though. Like, he spun, and then spun, like, real hard again. And then he got to the basket. It's like he did a spin in the air. Airball that joint.
Weird ass nigga.
I was crying. Like, this nigga is trash for that, Cam. Please.
So,
I think it's because so many other Duke players are getting so much hype right now. He feel like he the only one that's not really getting talked about. So he trying to do something outrageous.
It's still early, man. You can just play your game and it's just so far so funny.
But you do a stupid job, I'll get you benched, man. You ain't gonna be able to play no more. Then you're gonna be sick.
So I'm hoping you bring some shit back. From all the fucking candies and goodies and shit.
But I don't know what I'm about to do. I'm about to just go straight Nets from now on. Ain't no more New York teams. It's just the Nets. I'm not even acknowledging the Knicks as a NBA team anymore. I'm not even acknowledging them as a basketball team. They're a WNBA team.
It's over.
You get a Knicks. They just trash.
We hoping on 2K, but the thing that pissed me off on the 2K is... Niggas is trash. Like, I gotta do everything, bro. Everything.
Yeah.
All I got is motherfucking, it's all that. But yo, I'm hoping you bring some goodies back, my nigga. I'm hoping you bring some, I know you got some good for us coming back.
Candy, my type shit. I
want to
bring back one of those 3 gram chilies.
That's fire.
I want to try to get one of those bitches back. I'm gonna figure that out. If I can pull that off.
All right.
I'm gonna go.
Cause you could just, can't you like roll up?
You said what, bro?
Can't you just like roll them up? Well, not roll them up, but put them in a pack of like cigarettes, or like. Put them in a...
They check those, but with me, I got the plug because...
Because you know how your blacks... Because you know how you be making your blacks look like... your black...
They go to that other... They shit that blow them, they all that shit now. So I got my son with me, so they don't allow parents with kids to go through all that other stuff because they don't allow the kids to go through. So
Is y'all going out to Cali?
Nah, because of the fires and all that shit. Right, man. Yeah. We've been, my pops, they like kind of a little nervous about that shit. We don't want to get out there before we have to run from fire.
Yeah. It look crazy out there. It literally look like hell.
Oh, man. So, yeah. We're going to figure that out. My cousin's supposed to be coming in from Cali today, too, so I'll just get with this nigga later on and turn the fuck up. Yo, bro, it was so lit last night because of the what's the name was this weekend? Day in Vegas? That whole concert shit?
Oh, yeah.
There was so many people out here.
Shut that. What a random ass deal.
Yeah, though, but I'm
going to
be posting some more pictures and all that shit later on.
Yeah, definitely. I'll see everybody interacting and looking at the system. Definitely. So,
I hear you, bro.
Yeah, I see everybody interacting and on the post you got going up. So, everybody's like following along. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm
going
to notify me, man. I'm gonna go ahead and let my brother wrap this up. I gotta get ready to go handle my business today. I appreciate everybody listening and fucking with us. And you do your thing, bro.
All right, homie.
All right, bro.
All right. Yeah, so we'll take a break. We'll come back, people. All right, so we got people. And that'll wrap the show up for the day. I'm going to go climb my misery for the next week for the Patriots loser. If you like what you heard, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Instagram. Find us at the Slim and Q Podcast, Facebook, Slim and Q Podcast. My Instagram is SlimX2412. My Twitch is SlimX2412. So yeah, gotta wrap the show up. Like what you heard. Hit us up, like, subscribe. Shout out to your boy.